You're listening to the Journey Church Podcast. At Journey Church, our vision is to see dreams discovered and built, and broken dreams rediscovered and rebuilt. Our mission is to love God, His Word, and His world. For more information on how to connect with us, please stay tuned following the message. Now we trust that you're blessed by the following presentation.
Well, hey, I want to pray real quick at the beginning, starting block of what I believe is going to be a very quick message. I don't want to be long here today. I really feel like this is a simple word that I felt strongly impressed to share with you this morning, and I don't want it clouded by a lot of other teaching. So there's one main point I want to drive home here today I felt impressed upon the Lord too. So let's dig in here and pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to share your word. And Father, I pray, God, that you would guide me as I give your word here. I want to be an echo of what you're saying to us here today. I thank you for every hearer in this room, God, that we would, as we hear, have a passion to live out, God, that which we take in here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's very unique what this year has been. In that the first day of 2017, January 1, was a Sunday. And uniquely, and this doesn't happen that often, the last day of 2017, being today, is also a Sunday, which means we've been able to be with you on the first and last day of the year. I don't know. I just think that's really cool. And so knowing that, actually before the year came, we wanted to do something a little different in 2017 going into it. So what we did is we gave you 2017 goal cards, right? And that's what we've asked you to pick up at the Faux. If you haven't had an opportunity to pick up your goal cards at the Faux, do that if you filled them out. Obviously, if you didn't fill them out, they're not going to be there. So, but if you did get a chance, make sure you get them. And what we did is we gave everybody a goal card at the beginning of this year. And we asked you to pray about what God wanted you to do with your life in 2017. What habits did He want you to break? What habits did He want you to make? What goals did He want you to accomplish? What mile markers did He want you to reach? What did God want you to do this year? And so we did that. We took time, we prayed about that, and then as Habakkuk chapter 2 encourages us to do, we wrote that vision down, we wrote that goal down, we wrote that dream down that God gave us, and we asked you to write it down twice, and you gave us a copy to pray alongside your life, not to beat you over the head with a shovel in it, but to pray, set our faith next to you, to believe for you as you strive to reach and meet those goals. And I want to encourage you, if you already haven't, and you got them with you, to open them and take a look at them here and see if you accomplished what you set out to accomplish 365 days ago. See if you accomplished what it is that you wrote down 365 days ago. And I want to ask you a question. When you look at those goals, when you look at them, what do you see? Or even if you don't have a goal card, you certainly remember, hopefully I pray, you remember what it is that you perhaps set out to do at the beginning of the year. What do you see though? When it comes to your goals, what do you see in those goal cards that you have? Do you see something that through discipline and focus and determination that you were able to do and accomplish? Because if so, then you need to rejoice today that here on the last day of the year that you fulfilled something that God called you to do on the first day of the year. And I'm certain that there are people here, multiple people, in fact, who are able to do just that. I'm certain that there are people in this room who met and accomplished goals that you set out to do at the beginning of the year. And so as families do, let's celebrate that. Come on, can we give God some praise for those in the church that did and accomplished your God-given goals? Amen. You need to be encouraged this morning because it feels good to cross a finish line. It feels great to accomplish, to finish a task, to meet a goal in your life. God gets the glory at the finish line of every goal that is met in a believer's life. Be encouraged this morning if that's you. My goodness, you got a reason to rejoice. But I also want to encourage those of you right now who may be looking at your cards like, whose handwriting is this? Did I write that? I don't remember writing that. Or maybe you're looking at goals that were not met. Or maybe you have a goal in your life this year that just was not met. Or maybe you're on the road to that need or that goal being met. They're just not met yet. Be encouraged this morning to not allow an unmet goal to do something that I see happen in a lot of people's lives, and that's drag you into an arena called shame. Don't allow an unmet goal to drag you into an arena of shame, but rather allow an unmet goal to motivate in you something much more powerful than what shame can do in your life. Let an unmet goal in your life motivate in your life perseverance, to keep going, to not give up on that goal. As a matter of fact, let me just say this. The road to every great dream, the road to every goal is so often paved with many, 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 many failures. In fact, allow me to quote one of the absolute greatest basketball legends to ever play the game, Micah, and it's not LeBron James. His name is Michael Jordan, the greatest. Let me say it again, the greatest. It's an argument in our home regularly. He almost got kicked out of the house just this past week for saying LeBron is better. Amen. Let me quote what Michael Jordan, the greatest, once said. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times," he says, "I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and this is why I succeed." I love that statement right there. Because how many know we see somebody at the peak of what we would call success, and we think that it was just great successes that got them there. Everything worked out in their favor. Can I tell you that success is born through failure? It's important that we understand that failures are part of the progress of life. A failure doesn't dictate your ability to experience success. Hear me, somebody. Your ability to experience success comes down to what I like to call your not give up-o-meter. You understand what I'm saying when I say that? Where is your not give up-o-meter at? Because if you have a I'm not going to give up no matter what, you know, your not give up-o-meter is just a full tank. Let me tell you something, you're on your way to success. You know, one of my favorite parables that Jesus told is called the parable of the persistent widow. I love this scripture. I love this portion of scripture. I've probably preached from this text more so how long have I been preaching now? 21 years. And I've preached probably more from Luke 18 than I have any other portion of Scripture. I love this portion of Scripture. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through, I'll read it from the New Living Translation. It says this: one day, Jesus told his disciples a story, and I love why. He says, to show that they should always pray and never give up. Everybody say never. So here's the parable that illustrates never giving up. He says, there was a judge in a certain city, he says, who neither feared God nor cared about people. How many know that's a good judge right there? Right? So you got a cold-hearted person behind the bench that just has not one ounce of care for the individual that they've been placed to judge and be an authority over. That's not the right person you want to have being on the other side of your need or your case. And verse 3 says, a widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. Another translation you may say, it says, grant me justice against my adversary. This widow is experiencing injustice. She is being violated at many, many levels, and all she wants is for truth to reign. She wants justice. She wants fairness. She wants equality for her life, and she's not getting it from the route she's taking. So she goes to the judge. Maybe you can help me. And it says this in verse 4, the judge ignored her for a while. But finally, he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people. Well, that's, at least you're honest. Amen. It says, but this woman, I love this right here, is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant request. I love that right there. And then Jesus kind of wraps up in verse 8. He says, hey, when the Son of Man returns, basically, when I come back again, how many will he find on the earth who have that kind of faith right there? Jesus wants you and I to have a not give up kind of faith. This widow here had a goal, and her first and her second and her third and the many attempts that followed to make that goal happen, to fulfill that goal, was followed with complete and utter failure. In fact, I mean, we see the word repeatedly in the Scriptures. She repeatedly came to the judge asking her. I looked that word up in the Greek. It's actually the word chronos. It's where we get the word chronological from. And this word translates literally over an extended period of time lasting years. It's not like she just came three or four times. This is a woman who went after the judge in this parable that Jesus is telling several times over a period of years. How many know this woman here in this parable had true persistence? I mean, a judge told her no. Case closed, right? If a judge is telling you no, no means no. His word is law. She didn't take no for an answer. She never gave up. All one needs to meet a goal or to do what's on that piece of paper you have or to do what God's called you to do is a not give up a meter that's revved up to 10. Can I tell you, there is power in persistence. We need to be like that nagging little brother when it comes to the Lord. Because that's what the judge said. All right, I'll give it to her because she keeps wearing me out with a request. And Jesus goes on to say in the next verses, what do you think I'll respond to if my children cry out to me day and night? I think the problem is we go to God with a need or request, and he doesn't meet it like we want him to when we want him to, and so then we give up, we stop asking. Jesus is wanting you and I to realize the power that is found in persistence. Man, I've told this story before, but give me grace as I tell it again, because I love it. It's one of my favorites. Is when I lived in Ohio, and we were right around the back part of our house that looked at a lake. It was a really awesome little back patio, and before they laid the bricks or whatever down, you know, for the back patio, they laid this hard plastic to ensure that weeds don't come through. And so it wasn't but the next spring that I found a piece of grass come up right between the bricks. And I thought, well, why'd we lay the plastic down if grass is just coming up through the bricks? I mean, how the heck is grass going to come up through plastic? That doesn't even make sense. And so I ended up talking to, you know, the person that does that, and they said, you don't understand, grass is one of the most persistent pieces of life. That even a blade of grass, when it meets resistance, the blade of grass is not wired to stop pushing. The blade of grass just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing until it will break through. Even plastic, grass can break through. You know what I'm talking about? This is one of those plastics where if I took my fist and, you know, I was like, it's still beating the plastic, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what, the blade of grass broke through the plastic. It pushed through it. It wasn't like a hole tore in the brick tore a hole in the plate. It was the blade of grass, they said, will break through the plastic. It's just the nature of life. Grass has been built to be persistent. It's coated. I mean, it's just this persistent thing. It just keeps pushing. How hard is a blade of grass pushing? I mean, what does that feel like? Can you even feel that? You can't feel the power of the persistence of a blade of grass in the moment. But if that blade of grass doesn't give up, keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, persistence, man, is a law that will break through any obstacle that stands in its way. A blade of grass breaks through plastic. I was sitting there looking at this little blade of grass, and I was like, I am not about to be outdone by you. Like, I mean, I'm not about to be outdone in my life by a blade of grass. But I feel like there are so many people that get their lives showed up by a blade of grass. Come on, don't let a blade of grass out-persist your life. I mean, how many know if a blade of grass, my goodness, if we didn't give up, if we kept pushing, if we kept pushing, if we kept pushing, if we kept going, even when we fall down, we get back up, we keep going, we keep, if we don't stop, if we never give up, we will meet the need. We will meet the goal. We will get there. We will cross the finish line of whatever it is you have wrote down or tucked in your heart. If you have a goal that is unmet in your hand, or perhaps you weren't able to take part in it and you weren't with us in this January, but you nonetheless have unmet goals, I want you to be encouraged to not leave them in 2017, but take them into your 2018. And dominate them there. Don't live in regret. Don't live in shame. Pick them up with persistence in the surrounding your willpower and take them into your 2018 and dominate them there. Come on, somebody say a good amen. Because we all have goals. I'm certain. I'm certain there's not a person here that doesn't have an unmet goal. I've got them. I have goals that I wrote down at the beginning of this year that God told me to do, and I didn't do them. Don't look at me judgmental. I'll pull you up in here and have you read yours off. What didn't you do? We all have things that we haven't done. One of them for me was taking control of my eating habits and my weight gain. Now, you got to understand, I'm not saying lose weight for superficial reasons. I don't care what I look like, obviously. But once you lose the hair, it's done. It's done. Look, I got to live with that. I see that all the time. I see this in a picture, and I'm like, what? Who is that? Because I still run my fingers through it, and just I imagine it's there. It's awesome. I do, man. Anybody else, you bother you, just you feel it still? You're like, oh, it's there. It's there in faith. What was I talking? Oh, yeah, losing weight. I was thinking about my hair, and it was beautiful there for a moment. I swear I felt it right there. Mm. But if I had hair, it would be like Justin Timberlake's hair. It'd just be like, oh, it'd be awesome. Anyway, but God told me at the beginning of the year, you need to get control of your eating. You got to quit, you know, just making out with drive-thrus, you know, and just eating whatever you want. You know, the majority of your diet is fried and sugar. And God spoke to me. He's like, I have a vision on your life that is going to require your health to hold it. I mean, that's what he spoke to me, right? And I had felt a rumbling even before then, you know, of just, I had no idea I'd have a daughter that would be so late in life, and just realizing that I want to be healthy down my future's road. And this church deserves a healthy pastor. And this, you know, I'm not saying I'm completely unhealthy, but I didn't get to these mile markers that I believe God wanted me to get to. And I took, at the beginning of the year, I shot right out of the gate, and I lost about 30 pounds. And then just watched that one time, you know, I gained about 20 of it back just over the course of the 8 months to follow. And I'm certain there are people out here that are like, yeah, I get you, me too, you know. But again, it's not superficial reasons. It's not so that I can fit into my beach swimsuit, but it's so that I can be healthy, because my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and my health is going to be required to hold the vision that God has given me, not only for this church, but for my family and my own life. And I didn't. I mean, right there, I would be in a drive-thru just over the course of the last couple of months, and you know, that little tiny echoed voice of my goals would be like, what are you doing? Don't do it, don't do it. And I would still go and do it, because my taste buds, you know, scripture talks about our stomachs being our God. Like, my taste buds, like, trumped, you know, my need to be obedient to the word of the Lord. My appetite, should I say. And I think we all have different appetites. It's not just food. We have appetites for other things in life. Really, it all comes down to where our appetites are at, and disciplining our appetites to be in the right frame of direction that God calls them to be. Because how many know an appetite out of control is never going to lead us to good things? And for me, an appetite out of control led me to not having one of my goals met, a goal that God gave me. And so I feel embarrassed. I mean, I'm telling you, I think I said to you guys at the beginning of the year, like, you're going to see a different pastor who met that goal at the end of the year. And I feel like, man, did I lie to my church? I feel ashamed. I felt guilty. Should I even? I took the story out of my notes and then put it back in, because the Lord told me to. I was like, no, I took it back out. I'm not going to share this. You know, I feel embarrassed, ashamed. And God was just like, quit allowing an unmet goal to drag you into an arena of shame. Pick it up and dominate it next year. And that's what I'm going to do. And I want to encourage you to do the same. So I just kind of want to give you a little illustration here on what it is that God's calling us to do here today. And that's the word. This is what God shared with me to share with you. It's a simple word, and I pray it hasn't taken long to share, but I felt like God wanted me to encourage you today, December 31st, 2017, concerning any unmet goals in your life, to, before you walk into this new year, pray with perseverance in your heart and persistence at the forefront of your willpower and focus, to determine to not give up on what it is that he called you to do in 2017.
Thank you for listening to the Journey Church podcast. If you would like prayer or to connect with us in any way, please contact us by email at info@journeychurchmo.com. You can also find more information on service times, events, and more on the website, www.journeychurchmo.com.